It's a long hike from the mud-caked tents of Dewey Square to the polished wood and stained glass of Harvard's Memorial Hall. But today, Occupy Boston came to campus.
Oh my God, this is a lot of people.
Oh my God, this is a lot of people.
This is very exciting.
This is very exciting.
About 50 students and Occupy supporters walked out of the introductory economics class taught by Professor Gregory Mankiw, a conservative economist who served as an advisor to Mitt Romney and as chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors under President George W. Bush.
This course will influence Harvard graduates.
Harvard graduates have been complicit.
Harvard graduates have been complicit.
Have aided. Many of the worst injustices of recent years.
Many of the worst injustices of recent years.
Harvard students will not do that anymore.
Harvard students will not do that anymore.
The bulk of the protesters' classmates stuck around to hear Mankiw's lecture, which happened to be on the subject of income inequality, an irony the economist noted on his widely read blog. I am sorry the protesters will miss it, he wrote.
Harvard freshman and walkout organizers Rachel Sandelow-Ash and Gabriel Bayard say Mankiw teaches economics with a conservative bent.
Professor Mankiw says that the minimum wage causes unemployment when empirical studies have proven this not to be true in many cases. Any other examples?
Mankiw associates equity in the economic system to efficiency, which definitely isn't necessarily true.
He also does not talk at all about the 2008 collapse.
He mentions it, but he doesn't mention his complicity in it.
Mankiw declined to be interviewed on this program, though he told the Harvard Crimson that his class teaches mainstream economics, the goal of which, he said, is to help people evaluate the inevitable trade-offs that public policy entails.
The students who walked out proceeded to the Occupy Boston encampment across the river, where they brought winter weather donations for the demonstrators.